Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until he found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, we are going to be jumping in and answering this question. How does what you offer differ from SA and SAA? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize that no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. All right, so this question came into our Office Hours page. I'm a counselor and pastor that works with pastors and missionaries. I was wondering how what you offer differs from SA and SAA. Thank you. Okay, so good question. SA, Sexaholics Anonymous, or SAA, these are basically 12-step programs, right? That's what we're talking about. And so you look at them and you look at us, you think, well, is there a difference? What do you guys do? So first of all, understand at XXX Church and Live Free Ministries, we're broader than just a 12-step program or a 12-step group, okay? We offer courses, we offer communities. Our real focus, honestly, is connecting people, right? So they can establish these support systems that we so desperately need as human beings. We do have, as part of our ministry, or we do offer as part of our ministry, online support groups, right? Smallgroupsonline.com. And they meet every week, and it's with the same group of people. And so in terms of being a weekly support group focused meeting, it's very similar to SA or SAA. The difference is with a 12-step program, it's all about the steps. So you might say there's sort of a curriculum there, right? I mean, they're sharing and all these other things. They have sponsors. But there's the 12 steps, right, that you have to go through, which is part of their recovery process. And listen, I think all the steps are great. There's things in there that are just really helpful. They're important for the recovery process. I would totally agree with that. One thing I do find sometimes, and this is not the fault of the 12 steps program per se, but one thing I do find is sometimes people who go through a 12-step program kind of latch on or focus on the idea that the steps are what's going to keep me safe. You know, if I just stick with my steps, I'll maintain sobriety and I'll be okay. If I leave the steps, I'm in trouble. And to a degree, I would agree that, yeah, that's probably accurate. But personally, I don't want to look to a system or a curriculum as my anchor for freedom or sobriety in this case. Those are things that are meant to help guide you in the right direction. But what's going to really keep you healthy, free, sober is honestly just working on yourself, working on your overall mental health, mental wellness, learning how to regulate your emotions in a healthy way, learning how to figure out how to incorporate your values and what you claim to believe in your decision-making, all these things. That's the key to long-term freedom. SA and SAA also are basically the organization is irreligious. Now, they talk about a higher power, and you'll find that with the 12-step programs, I believe the people that founded that were Christians, right? So there is this very Christianized way of thinking, but they call it the higher power, right? It's not a religious program per se. It's secular, if you want to use that word. With our Small Groups Online program, we meet weekly. We don't stick with a quote-unquote curriculum. We really focus on the sharing, right? Just the connection. Hey, what are you going through? What's been happening? What are you realizing? How can we support you? That's really what we focus on. We let our members basically go through their own curriculums. And through the Live Free community, which our Small Groups Online members have free access to, we do offer plenty of courses and teaching and things like that to help them with that, right? So it's not that we don't believe in curriculum, we just don't focus on it. We focus on the connection piece. That's the most important thing for us. And we are a Christian ministry, all right? But what I would tell you is this, all right? If you want to put it this way, SA and SAA are non or secular programs where a Christian is probably going to feel very comfortable, right? That's how I would put it. Small Groups Align or Live Free or anything else, we are a Christian ministry, right? And we identify our higher power as Jesus, but we do things in a way that we want to make sure people of no faith or any faith will still feel welcomed, accepted, and comfortable, right? So we don't limit our services to just Christians, but our beliefs are based in our Christian worldview. So hope that helps. If you have any questions for me that you would like to have me answer in an upcoming Office Hours episode, go to xxchurch.com/office-hours. Submit your question there, and I will be sure to answer it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,